billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, and now whales are piling in.
If you're looking for the Amazon of crypto, this could be it.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, and whales are piling in. And in today's episode, we're going to put you onto the number one project in the entire ecosystem, which is being called the Amazon of crypto.
Look, one of the richest people in crypto, Barry Silbert, he is an OG Bitcoiner. He allowed for institutional adoption of Bitcoin in the early days when Bitcoin is trading somewhere around $13 or so. He is now doing the exact same thing for the BitTensor ecosystem. And BitTensor is slowly becoming the next big thing in blockchain and the crypto space as a whole. So now that we have Bitcoin OGs piling in billions of dollars and calling this the next Bitcoin, if not the Bitcoin of AI, we now have projects in the ecosystem, and this one is being considered the Amazon of crypto, and for good reason.
Yeah, so when it comes to BitTensor, as you probably know, if you've been following us, it's all about the subnets. The subnets, which are the different AI projects and companies within the BitTensor ecosystem, they are now powering BitTensor. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what is almost agreed upon is the number one subnet in all of BitTensor. This is a pillar of the entire BitTensor and AI community, and we think the time is now to start looking at it.
Okay, the subnet we're referring to is subnet 64. Shoots, and they are being considered an open alternative to Google and Amazon. They'll be providing decentralized compute power to power these AI models.
And why have we seen Shoots go on such a massive run lately to become the number one subnet by market cap, currently trading around $120 million market cap? And again, if you didn't know, all subnets have their own tradable tokens, right? So you can trade subnet tokens with Tau in the BitTensor ecosystem. So why has Shoots been on such a great run? It's because it has a massive advantages compared to centralized competitors like AWS or Google Cloud. It's 85% cheaper for inference workloads due to its decentralized GPU marketplace. It has instant provisioning, which means one click to deploy, no complex setup. It is scalable and resilient, which is thanks to its really impressive distributed architecture, no single point of failure, and it has transparent token rewards. And that is one of the big things about BitTensor ecosystem, is the token plays a huge role in the ecosystem with staking and all that. And this actually incentivizes quality from compute providers, because it's basically saying, look, if you're providing quality compute power, we're incentivizing you with a token.
So Shoots is virtually for anyone. It allows anyone to run AI or any type of code. So there's no servers, no setup. It's just upload and go. It's for devs, startup, researchers, and AI builders. Literally anybody who just wants speed, uptime, and scalability, Shoots is the answer.
All right, so you might say all these stats sound pretty impressive. Shoots is faster, easier to use than all the centralized competitors. But what can people actually use Shoots for, and why has it become so widely adopted? Well, the Shoots use cases, really the sky is the limit. When it comes to AI, things like text to video or AI image editing and generation or video editing and generation. Think about all the AI images, AI video, AI music that is being generated. Well, anyone can use Shoots to do this as opposed to using Amazon AWS or Google Cloud. And again, it's much cheaper and easier to use. So think about all the amazing use cases that can come from there. We could see AI transcription, custom AI workflows, different chatbots. Literally, you name an AI app, it can be done on Shoots as opposed to Amazon AWS, Google Cloud, or Microsoft Azure. And it's not just an idea. People are actually doing this. We are seeing rapid adoption with Shoots. That's why it's the number one subnet.
Yes. Did you know that the demand for the Shoots token has increased 250x since inception in January? Over 160 billion tokens are being processed per day. That is absolutely massive. And at this pace, over the next 5 months, they could, in fact, surpass what Google is currently outputting. Mm. Like, so in the world of AI, when we talk about tokens, people are like, all right, you're processing tokens. What exactly does that mean? Well, tokens are just chunks of text. So usually one token equals about, you know, 3 to 4 characters. Essentially, these tokens are powering the AI.
Yeah, and another really interesting fact about Shoots and why I think the time is now and we all need to be looking at it is because since June 17th, they now accept fiat payments for Shoots services, where before it was just crypto tokens. So this opens it up to a whole world of non-crypto users that want to take advantage of their faster, cheaper, easy-to-use services. Now, all Shoots revenue is being used to buy back the Shoots Alpha token. So this is going to create sustainable token demand. Now, of course, this isn't financial advice. You need to do your own research, but this spells good things for the Shoots token. The fact that they're generating over $60,000 in weekly revenue, that's over $3 million per year in an annual run rate. And it's still early days for Shoots. We could see this potentially rise rapidly as more people learn about how amazing Shoots is.
So I crunched the numbers, and looking at their current trajectory at where Shoots is heading based off how many tokens they're processing and the rapid rate of adoption that we're currently seeing. So by the end of year, total daily revenue, we're looking at somewhere between 150K to 500K. Of the fiat share, if we're looking at 50, 80%, because they just added the fiat on-ramp now, which is going to increase it to $75,000 to $400,000 per day. Mm-hmm. Monthly totals, we're looking at $5 million to $15 million. That is absolutely huge, huge money being brought in by Shoots. And look, I think with everything they're doing, because there's 90% less costs, you can see exponential growth, because this is really going to save a lot of devs and startups from paying the $5,000 per year that they might from, you know, centralized entities like Google and Amazon.
Yeah, it's pretty cool what they've got going on there, Shoots. They've got the base tier, so you can do 200 free requests per day globally. And then they have pay-as-you-go pricing after the free tier. So subscriptions are coming soon. And I think that's going to make it easier, again, for people that want to do a lot of AI developing on the Shoots in the BitTensor ecosystem. They've got Squad Platform and upcoming Shoots Studio, which will add consumer and enterprise monetization. So there's a ton of really interesting things in the pipeline, catalyst for Shoots to continue as its path on as the number one BitTensor subnet in the ecosystem. We love BitTensor. The reason why we said Shoots this could be the Amazon of crypto is because, look, Amazon AWS is the number one cloud platform in the world. But when you look at the numbers, Shoots beats it by a mile. And I think people are starting to realize just how big Shoots can be as a standalone platform. Then when you look at how big BitTensor can be as the number one AI platform in the entire world, the sky's the limit here.
Yeah, like 400,000 current users. It's absolutely massive. 10 trillion tokens currently processed, 10,000 plus GPUs. Look, this is where the smart AI players are going to be headed. If you want to learn more about them, we got a link in the description, because I think it's good to research Shoots and what BitTensor is doing. This is one of the key subnets in the ecosystem. And based off the current metrics, look, this is going to be tough to beat.
100%. As always, look, this isn't financial advice. You need to do your own research, because crypto investing is risky. But we are very personally bullish on BitTensor, on Tau, and on Shoots, and a bunch of other subnets. So if there's any other BitTensor subnets you want us to talk about, let us know in the comments.
Make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.